And now a tale of two cities, Boston and New York. Two port cities, two cities that helped found this nation, rivals in everything. From baseball, as the Boston Red Sox take the field against the New York Yankees tonight, to who's got the tallest buildings, who's got the best orchestra. And one more thing. Doug Most is the author of the new book, The Race Underground, which looks at the incredible rivalry between Boston and New York that spurred this country's first subway systems. He's also deputy managing editor at the Boston Globe. Doug Most from WGBH in Boston, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the subways, I mean, as I get on the 2 train in New York and look at the red, I can see Red Sox, right?
Yes, it's true. You know, these cities have a long history together. We tend to think of them as being baseball rivals and perhaps football rivals as well, if you want to think of the Patriots and Giants. But their history goes much deeper than that.
And let's talk a little bit about, I mean, deeper, quite literally. What were the challenges and the pressures to be first in creating an urban railway system?
Gosh, you know, I think the biggest challenge is something that we all take for granted today, which is simply going underground. We all walk downstairs today when we go to a subway. We walk down those stairs. We stare at our smartphones. We stare at our newspapers. We're oblivious to where we're going. It's as if we're just going to a basement. But centuries ago, that was not the case. People were terrified of the underground and of going down there. That was where Lucifer lived. That was where the devil was and vermin and other things. And the idea of going underground was actually the biggest hurdle for man to overcome to embrace the idea of underground travel.
Convincing people to go underground, about the same as convincing people to get in a metal tube and go into the air for flight. These were technological hurdles that even consumers had to make.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, when London built the first tunnel for transportation in the mid-19th century, on the day they opened that tunnel, they sort of opened it up to, you know, the city, and thousands of Londoners poured down the streets into this tunnel. They got down to the bottom of the step. Half of them kept on walking right through that tunnel to experience the wonder of this engineering marvel. Thousands of others got to the bottom step, took one look down that tunnel, turned right around and went right back up to the surface.
Exactly. And of course, the Bostonians looked at the folks in London and said, we can do this. The New Yorkers were a little more standoffish.
Yeah, so both cities sort of recognized that eventually something had to change. The immigrants had flooded into this country by the thousands in the second half of the 19th century, and the cities were just so overcrowded that there was no place to move. New York, everybody was living in New York essentially in the Canal Street and Lower Manhattan area, and the upper West Side and upper parts of Manhattan were, for the most part, abandoned and desolate until finally, transit operations started to move faster and move quicker and started to expand people further north. But eventually what needed to happen was people needed to move underground. And both Boston and New York eventually came around to that idea. Boston just moved a little quicker than New York.
And, you know, it's intriguing that, in the case of Boston and New York, money was available and it was privately funded and, you know, very different from London. That's something maybe about the Victorian confidence of London in the 19th century and the British Empire. They really dug a deep tunnel. I mean, both Boston and New York pretty much put a roof over a ditch.
For the most part, certainly the case in Boston. In Boston, they did what was called the cut and cover method, which is essentially exactly what it sounds like. You cut a trench in the road, you lay down the tracks, and you cover it over. That's essentially what Boston did. New York did that for the most part. However, there are some, anyone who's familiar with the New York subway system, of course, knows there are certain parts of the New York subway where you are very deep underground. For example, up in the 180s, up in Washington Heights, there are certain subway stations where you take an elevator down to the tracks.
Hey, I know about elevators there, Doug. I use a wheelchair. I mean, I live for subway elevators, believe me.
So that particular area of New York was very, very dangerous building it. There was a huge, huge accident that happened around 1902, 1903 when they were digging down there. They were using dynamite really for the first time in underground tunneling. And there was a horrible, horrible accident where they did some explosions and the workers went back underground, and then an enormous boulder collapsed on them and dozens of workers died in this explosion. So this was still very rudimentary and very sort of the early days of tunnel digging. And they were learning the hard way, unfortunately.
And who won? I mean, if you ride the subway system, and was this a battle of the moneyed interests of Boston versus New York, and somebody did win at some point? I mean, today, if we look back, can we say somebody won?
Well, certainly Boston got there first, but there's no question that New York expanded much more. Boston got there first by about 7 years, and it's fair to say that when Boston opened, New Yorkers were not thrilled by it. And you could almost sense that New Yorkers were galled by the fact that this little podunk town to the north, Boston, had sort of beaten them to this great achievement in engineering. And I think that was sort of interesting that these two cities, even to this day, there's sort of a friendly sort of rivalry between them, I guess you could say.
And we can take a train from Fenway Park all the way down the Amtrak line to Yankee Stadium.
That's right. That's right. The Amtrak and the trains now, sir, you can really zip very quickly now on the Acela, you know, in about 3 hours you can be between one city and the other.
And you want to call the game tonight?
You know, as we've given the Yankees their center fielder. I still feel
we've
good about
given,
the Sox this year.
We've given. I'm
you
about
know,
to say
them.
Podunk they, town to the north if you don't watch it.
You know, they can have them.
Doug Most, it's a great story and it's a great read, and we can experience it on each of the systems in Boston and New York even today. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Doug Most is the author of The Race Underground, Boston, New York, and the Incredible Rivalry That Built America's First Subway. He's also a deputy managing editor of the Boston Globe.